This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
All right, Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 1 to 5. The Bible says, sing, O barren, you who have not born, break forth into singing and cry aloud. You who have not labored with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare, lengthen your cords, strengthen your stake. Why? For you will break forth, you will expand on the right hand and on the left hand, and your descendants, your seed will inherit the nations and make the desolate city inhabited. Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame. For you will forget the shame of your youth and will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. For your maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of all the earth. I don't know who I'm talking about today. Your maker, the one who made you, is called the God of the whole earth. In the name that's above every other name, I declare, nations are opening up to you. The global space is opening up to you. Nations are calling your name. They are reaching out for you. It is time for you to be visible, but your visibility shall be global. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Bible says, sing, O ye barren. And then it goes on. And now when I look at that, there's something I noticed. There are three things I noticed, not in any particular order. But the first thing he said, sing, O barren. In other words, God is saying that there's an attitude that you need to put up if you are going to experience the kind of altitude that you need to experience. Things can go bad. Things can go sour. Listen to me. Even the world that God created was dark. The world that God created was empty. The world that God created had darkness in it. Things can go bad, but the attitude does not have to match what is going on. In other words, the countenance on your face must not look like the circumstance of your life. Things are not working, but your face must not show it. You don't have to carry it on your face that you have a problem. The problem is not you, it's the problem. When I see the problem, let me see the problem. But I don't want to see the problem on your face, because that doesn't work with me. I am God. I'm looking for a countenance that is right. He said, barren people don't sing, but your case is different. If you are barren, he said, no, you cannot complain, you cannot cry. Rather than do that, what do you do? Sing. Can I talk to somebody here? Maybe some seven people. In the name that's above every other name, a new song is coming into your mouth. The attitude that you need to put up. And then number two, it talks about the promises of God for your life. And I love promises. You know, when you open your Bible, you will discover that when God meets a man, he gives him a promise. Every time God meets people, he gives them a promise. A very clear example is that God had an encounter with Abraham, and he gave him a promise. I love the promise that he gave Abraham. I love it because that promise is the same promise that God is giving to you this morning. He said, listen to me, your name shall be great. You know, you don't understand. You see, Abraham's father was not poor. His father was good. His father was doing well. But God still looked at him and said, you know, your father's wealth has become a ceiling for you. He said, because sometimes, that's where God called him out. Sometimes, you need to live where you are for you to see where you need to be. Because, you see, when you're in the picture, you can't see the frame. When you're in the picture, you're in the picture, so you can't see the frame because you're in the picture. The only people that can see the frame are those who are outside the picture. So you will only probably see the picture, but not the frame. In other words, there's a limitation somewhere. Can I speak to someone here in the name that's above every other name? Whatever is limiting the height that God wants for your life, that limitation is crushed now. God gave me a promise. Come out. I will make your name great. You know what? Greatness is not a problem for you. You're already great. But what is important is that God will make your name. Your name. God will make your name. Your name. You know, sometimes we don't understand what God did for Jesus Christ and what we talk about. We think it's just a prayer point in Jesus' name. No. He said, look, at the mention of the name Jesus, he said, every knee shall bow of things in heaven, things on the earth, and even things under the earth. What he was telling you is that you don't need to be there for your name to work. You don't need to be there for your name to work. I'm talking about seven people here. You don't need to be there, but your name will open doors. Your name will open doors. Your name will open doors in the name of Jesus. He gave him those promises. When you look at this book, the book of Isaiah, he gave us some promises. He said, number one, that I love so much. He said, for the children of the woman that is called desolate shall be more. I know some people heard, but you know what? Let me say it clearly. More is coming your way. In verse 3, he said, you will break forth on the right and on the left. See, when God fills your container so much, the container is unable to contain the content, then it begins to break forth. In other words, the blessing is touching others, reaching other places. In Genesis chapter 49, God, through the father of Joseph, Jacob, spoke in the life of Joseph. He said, Joseph, your branches shall go over the wall. Don't tell me that there are walls against you. According to the order of God, the walls will be there, but your branches, your branches, your branches, your branches. Okay, I understand that your headquarters is in Abuja, but your branches, your branches, your branches, the branch of your business is going over the wall. There's a wall that surrounds Nigeria, but your branch is going over the wall and is entering the other nation, entering the other nation, entering the other nation. That's why I stand here to declare for someone here, maybe not everybody, but I declare for you, nations are calling forth for you. You will break forth on this side and on that side. I like this one. He said, your children, your seed shall inherit the Gentiles. There are people that will work for you. They don't like coming to church, but you are coming to church. They are working for you. They will gather it and they will keep it for you to come and collect. Praise you. I'm not saying this. I'm not against anybody. I'm just saying what the Bible has said. They will gather it. Didn't you hear what the scripture it says? He said, the man that is wicked, he will gather and then he will keep it for them who are righteous. Your children will inherit. And then he said, your shame shall be no more. Anna didn't have a child. Penina was, is that her name? Penina's, I don't know, whatever her name is. She was just having children. Enjoying herself, having children. Please permit me to speak like where I came from, Kukumaiko. So you allow me, praise God. Just allow me for just about 2 seconds. I know I'm in Abuja, I know I'm in Transcorp, but just allow me for 2 seconds. And please don't look at me like that. Some of you know where you came from. Let's face reality now. You know where you came from. I know myself, you know yourself. Praise God. Village is not a Yoruba word, it's an English word. That means there's village in English land. That's why there is village. So, Phineas was giving birth to what they call. But when Anna brought forth her own, hey, who told you God is delaying you? He's preparing you. Who told you? They keep saying delay, delay. Which delay? God is preparing you. Others are. Excuse me, sir. It's not the time they used to cook Indomie that they used to prepare the one that you have ordered for. Your order has not arrived. It's still coming. Calm down. Somebody else has gotten their order. Don't worry. It's 2 minutes. It takes only 2 minutes. By the time Anna gave birth to her own, it was as if nobody existed in that house before. I don't know who I'm talking about, but the Lord is speaking that he's giving you something that will shake the world. That's why he said, your shame shall be no more. Ever since that day, that woman called Anna never remembered that she never remembered again. Because you can imagine, she gave birth to the next prophet of the land. Next prophet. The one that God was talking to one-on-one. I don't know where the Bible recorded the six children of the... I don't know where it recorded. There was no record. Apart from the fact that they were born, there was no other record. There was no, but look, some people... Hey! Sir! Please hear me. God have mercy. If you don't like what I'm about to say, please go and fight God. Leave me alone. But I will say it. Eli had children. The children messed up. And they went to report to God. And God said, what are you doing here? And God said, Eli, my promise to you, forget it. I've canceled. Sir, Samuel, his children too did the same thing. The same thing. They also messed up. They went to report to God. God said, leave that one. Leave that thing. Leave that thing. He said, because this one, we they talk like friends. We know ourselves. I started telling you when he was very young. So don't forget about that thing. Special. When they say special child, that's special child. In the name that's above every other name, the Almighty God will give you something that the world will be shaken by. In the name of Jesus. I don't know what it is. It might be a song. It might be a book. It may be a movie. It might be an idea. It may be a scientific invention. But God is going to give you something that will shake your world. If you are the one I'm talking about, shout aloud, amen. The next thing I saw there is that when God gave them the attitude and God gave them the promise, God also added an instruction. Hey, my generation, can you please listen to me? I know we don't like instruction. That's why sometimes you hear us say things like, are you telling me what to do? Yes, I'm telling you what to do. Oh yeah, I'm not shying away from telling you what to do. I'm telling you what to do. That's the truth. I'm not going to force it down you, but I'm going to tell you what to do. God is a God of instruction. There is no miracle anywhere in the Bible that happened without an instruction. No miracle anywhere. Some of us think that miracles just happen like that. No, God is always involved in the miraculous encounters we enjoy, but he will always get us involved because God does not work solo. He works partnership. Let us make man. Yeah, he works partnership. There is no bread to feed them. Go and check. Even though I know what to do, but you go and check. Make them sit and then take the bread and begin to break. We must partner together. The man's hand is withered. He says, stretch your hand. How can you ask a man whose hand is withered that you stretch his hand? The man's hand is withered. He says, you stretch his hand. Which hand are you going to stretch? The withered hand, stretch his hand. He still gave him instruction. God is a God of instruction. Many of us don't like instruction, but you know you've got to love instruction. You've got to go for instruction. That's why when you hear enlarge in that scripture, many of us think that, God is going to enlarge my goals. Yes, I thought so until I began to read again and realize that enlarge is actually an instruction. God was saying, enlarge the place of your tent. Enlarge the place of your tent. Now, I'll come to that. But even before he told them to enlarge, he said, you need to change your strategy. See, if you don't change your strategy, you are likely going to be enduring your tragedy. The barren woman was supposed to complain. But he said, can you change your strategy? Sing. If you check the New King James Version of the Bible, 1 Samuel chapter 1, I think, and verse 16. Check the New King James Version. You will notice something that I noticed there that actually shook my leg. It was this story of Anna. You know, I like women are fantastic. I mean, that's the truth of the matter. If you don't know how to get grace from women, you enjoy life. That's the truth. They have something that a lot of people don't. That's why I say, I pity for you when you slap your wife. You don't know what you are doing. You don't know what you are doing. If a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing and obtains favor. So you have obtained favor and now you are slapping the... I'm not the one that said so. I'm not the one that says so. And then you come to church. Oh God, favor me. Lord, favor me. Some prayers, God will answer. I'm giving you favor. You're slapping the view. I should favor you. Praise God. If you're sitting next to your husband, just I'm your favor. Praise God. Anna said in that passage, out of the complaint of my heart and my grief have I spoken until now. Out of the complaint of my heart and my grief. It was out of complaint that I've been speaking until now. You know, she was going to Shiloh every year. But she said, up until now,
I was talking out of complaint. You know, some prayer points are actually complaint points. Oh God, look at my life. Did he tell you that he didn't see it? See my life. Is this the way you'll be looking at me? Okay, no problem. I'll be looking at you. Since you said I should be looking at you, I'm looking at you. Out of the grief and the complaint. But that day she said, until now. Until now means from now on, I'm not complaining again. And the Bible says that she went home and her countenance. Hey! Her countenance. Her countenance. Her countenance. She was no longer acting like what was happening around her. That's why I always advise. I'm not advising you now. I'm advising myself. I don't need to look like it for me to become it. In other words, I may not look like I'm doing well. I mean, it may not look like I'm doing well, but I don't have to look like what is happening to me. I don't have to carry it on my face for everybody to see. I will still come out, look good, and I'm not looking good because of what is happening to me. I'm looking good because of where God is taking me. Change your strategy. And I think he was also giving an instruction there. And the instruction is, envision a better future for yourself. Just open your eyes and see better. Because there's better ahead. See, you never knew a better yesterday. You will never know a better yesterday. I don't care what religious people have told you. I don't care what people, philosophers have told you. Life is full of ups and downs. I read my scripture from glory to glory. I stand with the word. I stand with the word. And fisher, just behold, I will do a new, excuse me. Let me be a teacher for just a couple of minutes. Eh? Let me just be a teacher for a couple of minutes. Behold, I will do a new thing. Wait, you have not done it. You say I should behold. What do I behold? I haven't done it. You want to do a new thing. You say, I should see. What am I seeing? In other words, God is saying, look, you need to see it for me to do it. Mm-hmm. You need to see it for me to do it. I'm going to do it, but see it first. Behold. See, when you read your scripture, take your time. Farabale, take it one after the other. Behold, all things have become. The problem is that most times we don't behold. It's the beholding that's the issue. We all. Beholding as in a glass, the image. He said, because we are beholding, then we are changed from glory. So you've got to envision a better future. And then he tells them in number 3, he says, enlarge. And the word there, just enlarge your capacity. It means, can you enlarge? To enlarge is to have a state of increase, a state of growth, a state of multiplication. It means getting bigger than you used to be. See, God is saying to us in this service, what is what to us today is that he's ready to increase every one of us. He's only asking whether you are ready. That's just it. He said, though your beginning be small, he said, but your latter end shall great. See, if you are ending this year, you are ending it bigger. Yeah. Your amen didn't sound like the first one. Yeah. I said, you are ending it bigger. Yeah. He said, your latter end will increase abundantly. Hear this one. He increased his people greatly. Psalm 105, verse 24. He increased his people greatly and he made them stronger than their enemies. I agree with Pastor. Any attacker of your destiny has been attacked already. See, the room you create for God will determine the room you occupy. That's God for you. You think God is going to be pushing you? Ask Elisha and his servants. They were the one who came to the man of God and said, man of God, the place where we are is too small. Didn't God see? If you stay in small places, God will stay there with you. And you will still enjoy the Holy Ghost. You will enjoy it. But if you expand the place where you are, God will also move in. And you also enjoy him. Praise God. But see, when you talk about enlarge, God is asking. And now I'm going to be a little bit gentle so that we can take it in. Number one, God wants you to review your belief system. Review your belief system. Because it's very critical, it's very important that you find out what exactly it is that you believe. Find out what you believe. It's not about the shouting and the things that we do, but what you really, really believe is actually what will determine what you behave. And I don't need it when you're in church. I need it when you're outside church. When you are outside, that's when what you really believe will come out. If something happens and there is a big bang, not an accident, just a big bang, and you have children of God there, children of God, that's when you know who is actually a child of God and who is not. Because then you will hear them shout different things. Some will shout, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." Excuse me, sir, once is enough. At the mention, not at the mentions. At the mention. At the mention, not at the mentions. And let's leave that one. I was in a flight one time, and the flight was very, very wonderful. You know those kind of flight that can be, I've never been in that. I mean, I was going to New York, and it was, and I heard, "Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus." I mean, even the cry was making me afraid. I have to beg God. I said, "God, you know, you are the one that gives your beloved sleep. Can I just sleep?" Review your belief system. Number two, re-examine the impact of your past choices. How did your choice, how did it impact you? That's what God is saying. If you want to enlarge, you have to review your belief system, and then you've got to find out, what is the impact of my past choices? Serving God is a choice. It's not a force. Your value system is a choice. And it's the choices that you make that determines the chances you get in life. It's a choice. So you look at the impact. Now, this is the choice I made. How did it impact my life? How did it disturb my life? This is the choice I made. How did it impact my life? If this choice did not help me, can I make that kind of choice again? Only foolish people. I didn't use that word. Only unwise people will repeat something that they did that didn't pay them in the first place. And you know what? I see a lot of people who are repeating the same errors of the past. Just repeat it, and they are expecting that God will just flow in. Check out the impact of your past choices. How did he pay you? So that you can determine that, okay, fine, this choice is not for me. I'm not going to take this choice. And then number three, realign your life with God's purpose. That's the instruction of God for us. Because you see, congratulations are coming. Okay, only some of us have gone to bed. Okay, because you know I said I'm going to be gentle, I'm back now. I've left the gentle. You know, I did that gentle so that you can get to those three things. Your congratulations are coming. That's the truth. Global visibility is coming for you. Your emergence is coming. See, one thing about God is that, you see, God does not say something and then do it. Actually, when God says something, he has done it. He has already done it. So he has moved on. He has done it. So he didn't say it because, okay, now he say, what did I say I'm going to do for you? Okay, fine, let me quickly go to the kitchen and go, no, that's not God. As he's telling you, he's already done it. But you need to realign your life with God's purpose. Is your life lined up with God? You see, when things are not aligned, they wobble. You know, a car that has lost alignment, you know how it moves. When your life is not in alignment, it begins to wobble. So you just look at your life and ask, is my life wobbling? If it's wobbling, maybe it's not aligned with the purpose of God. If you can align your life with the purpose of God, it keeps going on. See, my time is running out, and I just want to share this scripture with you, and I'll close on that. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. I know you know the scripture, but please just wait. Let's do this together. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. Are you there? I can't hear you. Are you there? Okay, you're not there yet. Please put it up for us so that we can look at it. In fact, you can remove my picture and put it if you don't mind. That's fine. And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. All things. What do you understand by the word all things? Can we mention them? For example, the devil? Is the devil part of the all? Okay, so even when the devil is working, it's working for me. Hey! Yeah, it's working for me. It's working for me. Even when it's, because for we know that all things are part of the ingredients that go into the soup pot. So that, you see, if you are, please allow me to go back to my village again, and I'll just, you know, if you are cooking some soup, you know, you will put some things there. And if you are from where my mother is from, you know, there are some leaves that are not very sweet, that you put those leaves there, you know, they call it bitter leaf. You know, if you take the soup at that point and you try to eat it, the Lord will have mercy on you. But you know, you now add some ingredients, a little more here, then you put this one there, add this one, put the other one. By the time you are done and you taste it, everybody comes. So it's not some things that work for good. It's all things. He said all things, demons, powers, principalities, whatever it is,
badness, whatever it is, all of them, I'll put them together, cook them up, put them under my fire of the Holy Ghost, and by the time I'm done, the world will know that something has been prepared. I told you before, you are not being delayed, you are being prepared. You are not being delayed, you are being prepared. If you are working, if your life aligns with the purpose of God, all things will work together for your good. Shall we rise to our feet? You want to lift up your hands and bless the Lord. I want to lift up your hands and bless the Lord. All things are working for my good. Just go ahead. Go ahead. Whatever you want to say to him, you are free. You are in his presence. All things are working for my good. All things are working for my good. Why? I'm working in the purpose of God. I am enlarging. I am breaking forth on this side. I'm breaking forth on the other side. I'm enlarging. I'm enlarging. Pastor has led us to pray, so I'm not going to raise any prayer point here. I'm going to just ask you, go ahead and make those declarations. Go ahead. Let God hear you. Let God hear you. Don't be afraid to let the enemy even hear you if he's around here. Let God hear you. I am being enlarged. I'm enlarging. I'm enlarging. I am breaking forth on the right hand. I am breaking forth on the left hand. Keep lifting up your voice. Make those declarations concerning your life and destiny in the name of Jesus. It's my year of global visibility. I declare it. It's my year of emergence. I declare it. My congratulations are coming. For all things are working for my good. 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 Rabashana Magaroshi, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. I stand on this altar and I declare, in the mighty name of Jesus, your congratulations shall be multiplied. I didn't hear your amen. Your congratulations shall be multiplied. Your seed will inherit the Gentiles. I declare you will break forth on the right hand. You will break forth on the left hand. In the name of Jesus, you will break forth on the right hand. You will break forth on the left hand. As you change your song from a song of complaint and you change your countenance, the Almighty God will move in your direction and change things on your behalf in the name of Jesus. I told you that God is going to put a new song in your mouth. So I don't know whether God has done that. So if you have a song in your mouth, can you give God some praise in the house? Just go ahead. Whichever song you have in your mouth, God bless you.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Dame Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored. Thank you. Thank you.